This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I was saying that the book was being overnighted. It just arrived in the mail, just arrived via FedEx, boom, during the break, and I just had 2 minutes to read. I cannot, because I love history. I can't wait to read this new book, Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama. I opened to a page about Edmund Burke supporting the British Empire, but not supporting the empire erasing countries' cultures, which globalism is doing. And if she's so sophisticated, he's probably the smartest talk show host out there. When it comes to wide-ranging knowledge, George Norrie's really smart as well. When it comes to passion and taking the globalist on and being well-read, I mean, I'm right up there with Savage, but Savage really is a smart guy. Put it to you this way. I don't learn a lot of stuff from other people on radio. They just take a couple topics, repeat it over and over again, take phone calls. They don't even want to be there. They don't even want to be on air. They don't care. They just want money. Savage doesn't even need to be on air. He's a very successful person, and that's why I admire what he's doing and his plan. And I've been listening to the show. He's been talking about Scorched Earth. I haven't read it yet. He's an excellent one to take back this country and this world. So Michael Savage joining us at the start of the next segment. In fact, there he is. He just came and sat down there. So we're going to come back right after this break and go to Michael Savage. First off, let's jam another phone call in here. Who is up next? Let's go ahead and take a call here from Chris in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. With Hillary falling and coughing and stumbling all over the place, I can't help but think to what Larry Nichols was saying about her trying to use that as sympathy points for the debates. What do you think about that?
You know, a lot of people said months ago, look out, Hillary could be trying to get sympathy. She could play on this poor little her. The problem is the media lied about it. She lied about it. She's clearly really sick. Okay. I mean, this is not fake. She could try to spin that now and use that crisis. But I don't think Hillary's long for this world. The word we've got from insiders is brain tumor was cut out in 2012. Brain tumor is back and is growing. But regardless, the media only shows her being a little bit dizzy. They don't show her falling on her face. So what this is really about is discrediting the media. What do you think?
I think it is about discrediting the media, and also I think that they're trying to put it out there with the pneumonia thing. Even though it's a fake and it's a lie, if they put it out there now before the debate, it gives them some kind of credibility going in there saying that, oh, she had pneumonia or, oh, she was sick.
Well, I totally agree with you that this whole thing about pneumonia is bull. I mean, she hasn't had coughing fits for years from pneumonia. She hasn't been fainting and falling down having blood clots from pneumonia. First, she said on Sunday that it was just hot out there. And then she said, oh, I was diagnosed with pneumonia. She didn't go to the hospital. She went to Chelsea's $10 million pad. She had $6 million a year from the Clinton Foundation swindle. So she could, quote, then walk out and hug the little girl behind the police line, the Secret Service line. It doesn't get more staged in Pyongyang, North Korea. Thanks for the call, Chris. Now, we're going to go to John and Mike and Jennifer and Andrew and a lot of other folks. If you want to hold, if not, you can hang up. I'll give the numbers out again later. After Michael Savage leaves us at the bottom of the hour, we're going to go to break and come back with Michael Savage to talk about currently what's happening, the dirty tricks he thinks they're going to play, and how we counter them, and then how we would restore this country if a Donald J. Trump gets in. So when you talk about deplorables, I've been attacked my name. I know that the vice presidential candidate attacked me again and said I'm one of the top deplorables. But I tell you, we're talking to maybe the king deplorable when we come back, according to the globalists, the leftists, the scum, the communists, the socialists, the New World Order people, because Michael Savage has been one of the chief thorns in their side for decades. So we're going to ask one of the top deplorables where he thinks this is going and how we defeat them straight ahead. The book that's just now coming out is Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama, Michael Savage, number one New York Times bestseller. And you can go to michaelsavage.wnd.com. We'll also give you his website on the other side, michaelsavage.com, the home of the Savage Nation, borders, language, culture. All this and more. Scorched Earth, now available. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. You can find us at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sales. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in.
Well, I got to tell you, there's probably three people in the last few decades that have been on the front lines of fighting globalism and getting made fun of it. That's Michael Savage, Alex Jones, and Matt Drudge. And I guess we're all here today because I'm told he just talked to Drudge, and Drudge is tuned in right now. Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama, Michael Savage. Very powerful book. Just got it today. Been thumbing through it. I'm a big history buff. Cannot wait to read this book. We need to make this number one on the New York Times bestseller list. It is a manifesto against the globalists that have literally taken this country and Europe over. Brexit is only the beginning. The globalists are panicking in every major publication they run. The Economist, the New York Times, the Washington Post, saying that if Trump defeats Hillary, the New World Order is basically broke back. So we are in the title match of history. Everyone should go to bookstores to make this the number one book. Buy it in bookstores everywhere today. Scorched Earth. This is the front lines of the info war. Joining us for the next 20 minutes or so is Michael Savage of the Savage Nation, one of the top radio shows in the country, New York Times bestselling author. You got the floor, my friend. Let's talk about where we are, what we're facing, 2 minutes to midnight.
Well, number one, you are really the field marshal of it all, Alex. Come on. We know that they're more afraid of you and InfoWars than almost anyone else in the media. I mean, you, Matt Drudge, there aren't too many left. That's what's worrisome, isn't it, Alex? And you were named by this evil machine specifically. And I would say that, you know, you say hyperbole and this and that. We are one bad election away from losing everything, which is on the back of my book cover. And I don't know that we can recover from Obama's scorched earth policies. We know he's trampled the Constitution. And I don't know how any of your listeners, you know, whatever the side they're on, you know, and I know you get all the opposition listening. And I'd like all of the good progressives who listen to Alex to see if they can nail him to a cross. Tell me that one of these things has not magnified under this cretin in the White House. Is this not becoming a third world nation of terror? Check yes. Riots, check Black Lives Matter. Mobs, check Black Lives Matter. Chaos, check Barack Obama. Terror, riots, mobs, and chaos. This is a novelty in American history. I haven't seen anything like this historically since the 60s. And before that, when was the last time you've seen America like this? And the beauty of all of this, Alex, is how he's gotten away with it. Because you've got to give him credit. Barry Obama is the slickest salesman of communism the world has ever, ever discovered. No screaming, no yelling, no threats, just a silk smooth, good looking, nice guy with a lovely wife and children selling the most evil poison the world has ever, ever been asked to ingest. And look how far he's gotten. And every time he gets away with another outrage against this nation, he raises the stakes like a junkie. He needs a higher dose of insult in order to maintain the high. Am I wrong, Alex?
You're dead on, Mr. Savage. Dr. Savage, please continue.
So the question is, okay, I'm complaining about him. I'm saying she's worse, which is true, which is ludicrous. She says America wants change. From what? From the same policies she's going to continue? She's suddenly not a progressive lunatic? Wait a minute. She's going to change Obama's policies in which way? Make them worse? How, she can't go the other way. Then she'd be Donald Trump. So it means she's going to make it even worse than him. That's if she remembers what she's supposed to do. And that's doubtful, as you well know, because she doesn't know how many times she fainted. So the point is, how do we uncouple this insanity? It is going to be really hard. You know and I know there was a UAC in the 1950s, and it's a dirty word of the most dirty of words, the House of Un-American Activities Committee, which was run by one of the great American patriots, Senator McCarthy. He has been completely decimated by the left. McCarthy was a tail gunner in World War II, one of the most dangerous positions you could ever have in an airplane, right? Belly gunner, B-24.
Target was the tail. That's what they attacked.
Listen what the left did to him. They called him, they mocked him and called him Tail Gunner Joe. In other words, they took his heroism and tried to turn it into a mockery. That was in the 50s, Alex, to show you who they were already, the communists. So what was McCarthy saying, this great war hero? He was saying that Hollywood had been infiltrated by communists. The journalists had been infiltrated by communists. Academia had been infiltrated by communists. And the government itself. Well, what happened was they had the hearings. They ruined him. They destroyed the man. And then what happened in the 1990s, I'm sure you remember the book, The Venona Papers, came out. It was a Soviet-Russian publication.
Turned out it was all true. The Russian documents came out. And it was worse than what McCarthy was saying.
Worse. It confirmed who in Hollywood, who in academia, who in government was, in fact, an operative of the Soviet Union. So there were subversives. UAC was exactly on target. I say the only way we can save this nation is not talking about it, but by rooting out the subversives in the United States of America. And I know many libertarians are afraid of this, for fear that it will turn on them. Well, let's put that fear aside for the moment.
In fact, let me just add this since you're saying this, because this is a point I want to make. If you look at the globalists, if you look at their leftists, they're saying the alt-right can't be tolerated. They're saying we need to be shut down and arrested. Hillary says she's going to shut down Breitbart. That means Drudge, you. They say they're bringing back fairness doctrine. They say they're coming after us. They're run by this foreign globalist Soros. Russia's already kicked him out. These are foreign globalists here overthrowing our country. So under the Constitution, these aren't even citizens. They don't have the rights. They're here overthrowing the system. To survive, we must go on the offensive. We must root them out. It's the only way to ever beat them. They are criminals. They are subversives. They are Saul Alinsky pledging to Lucifer. Please continue.
Yeah, they want to lynch all of us, if not electronically, then physically. And the fact of the matter is they have names. These are not nameless, faceless organizations. the number one and the worst of them all, in my humble opinion, is the ACLU. The Anti-Christian Liberties Union is the number one. They're the head of the snake. Now, the man behind all of it is George Soros, the most evil man on the planet, in my estimation, the absolutely most evil person the world has seen in modern times. You know, you don't have to hang people, electrocute them, put them in cages. You don't have to do the things that ISIS is doing to be evil. He's evil on a larger scale than the ISIS executioners are, because he's gutting the United States of America. He's trampling on our Constitution.
He helped fund the Arab Spring. He helped fund the Arab Spring. Hillary, all of them.
Amen. And I keep saying she owns it. He was the one who, by the way, he funded it. But you know who was the architect, the best I can put together? Was Zbigniew Brzezinski,
that's
Jimmy
right.
Carter's national security advisor. Brzezinski was the architect. Soros was the financier. Hillary Clinton was the publicist and an actor, along with John Kerry.
I'd say she was the quarterback with Kerry and Obama.
She destroyed the Middle East. She owns that. How does the media, forget the media, why doesn't Trump put her on a cross with that
and
one?
And by the way, Mr. Savage, that's not hyperbole. She literally destabilized 20-something countries that Al-Qaeda and ISIS are running around. Hundreds of thousands of dead Christians. They won't even let Christians out of the region. These people are demons, just like the true liberal Assange said, look, I've got the documents. The press is dead if she gets in. Our necks are in nooses. She's a demon. You must stop her.
I hear you. And I also saw who wrote the other day that Obama, the nice, slick, smooth, nice family man, has created the greatest surveillance state in the history of the world. And suddenly liberals are afraid of it because they understand what happens when the guillotine starts falling. First, it takes out your opposition. But as the world learned during the French Revolution, the guillotine has an unlimited taste for blood. And it doesn't stop with the enemies of the revolution. Then they turn on their own kind and start executing their own so-called counter-revolutionaries, as was done in the Soviet Union.
Always happens.
As was done in Cuba, as was done in Hitler's Germany. They kill their own.
The brown shirts.
And the guillotine keeps falling and cuts heads. It is the most thirsty instrument on earth. And that's why the left ought to step up and shut their fat mouths when we stand up to these monsters. These monsters need to be stopped or we're all finished, left, right, and center.
That's right. So how do we stop them? Your book, I just got it, incredible, gets into the blueprint, sir, with your incredible historical understanding. How do we beat these bastards? Because they know we've got them in a corner now, but what tricks are they going to play? And then if we get Trump in, the battle just begins. What do we do?
Oh, you said the magic words. If Trump wins, the battle begins, because we know he is surrounded by neocons. We see that. I was shocked to read yesterday he hired Woolsey.
Yeah.
Woolsey? Former head of the CIA under Bill Clinton is now going to be his CIA director. So I laid in bed last night. And he said, wait a minute, what is this about? And I said, well, you know, the CIA is a complicated organization. I mean, you need someone who knows how to run it, right? But look at Woolsey's track record. How could he join it as a senior advisor? Why him? Isn't there a returning combat veteran who worked in military intelligence who would have been a better choice? Some higher-up American citizen patriot?
Somebody like General Flynn.
CIA under Trump. Why Woolsey? Why Foggy Bottom all over again? Okay, but Alex, I don't want to waste your
time. No, please take over.
Well, the way to defeat the enemy is to know your enemy. The way to know your enemy is to name the enemy. So who are the subversive organizations who have destroyed and are destroying our civil liberties? We know the ACLU. We know the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Oh, yeah.
We know CARE. In my opinion, those are the three top of them. But I want to read to you all the others. Can I do that?
Please.
Because I made a whole list in Scorched Earth. I studied the cockroaches. And I said, let's bring them into the light and expose them. Make them scatter like cockroaches when you turn on the light. The request I am making, Alex Jones, and to all your listeners, is this. Name subversive organizations. As organizations you consider to be so far off the ideal of the American way that they are, in fact, subversive. And what does that mean? That means they spend all of their resources going against the wishes of the Constitution and the taxpayer. So who are they? I have a list. They're right here. Who are these organizations?
They're trying to conquer us.
They've done a pretty good job so far.
They see us as deplorable because we just want to be free.
National Lawyers Guild. Who are they? One of the most dangerous activist groups in the nation. Every time there was a riot by Black Thugs Matter, at an anti-police protest, the scum in the National Lawyers Guild sent out their deranged, psychotic lawyers from the worst law schools in America to make sure the police could not do their jobs. Every last shyster in the National Lawyers Guild is the type of lawyer that you have come to hate in plain English. Now, of course, they will argue that they're just for the underdog, that they're there for the poor immigrant and the oppressed minority. Well, you know what? I don't buy it. I want a lawyer's guild for the tax-paying middle class, Alex, not a lawyer's guild for the subversives who are bringing in refugees, immigrants, whatever you want to call them, by the tens of millions.
And we have the Soros emails where he admits it's to destabilize the country. And he admits destabilization.
Who admitted that?
George Soros in the latest D.C. leaks and others. He's in there admitting that it's a plan to overthrow Europe and the U.S. and create racial strife.
Correct. Alliance for Democracy, Amnesty International, Black Lives Matter, Center for American Progress, Center for Media and Democracy. I'll read a few of them. Center for Science and the Public Interest, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics. I have two pages that I researched, Alex, in my book.
Is Media Matters and David Brock in there?
They're all over the place. You name these organizations, it's like a spider web. Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, Blue Moon Fund, things you never heard of.
Ford Foundation.
Joyce Foundation. Who ever heard of the Joyce Foundation? HKH Foundation, Dolan Charitable Trust, Vanguard Foundation, Archer Foundation, Solinsky's Back of the Yards Community Council, National Hip Hop Political Convention, Cuban Council of Churches. People don't even know these organizations. These cockroaches are crawling all over us, devouring our flag of liberty, Al.
You're absolutely right. And they admit they want to collapse us and our borders into a world government. Dr. Savage, when you say the battle just begins, and I say that if Trump gets in, and I'm not counting our chickens yet, I mean, why do you say the battle just begins? We just lost to Skype. Skype is a wondrous thing, but it has its issues. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so historical. The establishments control the left and the right to bring in globalism, but they're making their worldwide takeover with the left. And this is not a liberal group. Liberal means lower taxes, more freedom, more control locally. This is not liberal. They call themselves liberal. They have the moral high ground. The Republican establishment is working with them in a big, big way. The book is Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama, Michael Savage. We're listeners supported by you, our main sponsor of listeners. We have Hillary for President shirts at cost, $9.95. That includes the shipping, $9.95 shipping and the shirt all together. That funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for our supplements. But get the book, Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama, Michael Savage. Get it in stores so that it becomes basically an end cap and a bestseller to educate people that are not aware of what's happening. Because that's Michael Savage's real skill, I found. That's something I'm able to do as well. Most of these mainline right-wingers can't do it because they're just following the script. Is that he's able to get leftists, a lot of them that mean well, out of their cocoon. Dr. Savage, continuing with the subversive organizations in the 5-6 minutes we have left, you promised to come back next week if your voice isn't out. I really appreciate you to do more and talk about the campaign. But hitting some of these other areas, her health, her cover-up, the mainstream media's ratings imploding, them trying to start all these new wars, Russia, I'm not lionizing Putin, but he's bringing back nationalism. He's arrested and thrown out all the Soros people as subversive. I mean, just all the crazy things happening. It seems there's a quickening. Do you agree with that? And what does this signify?
What you just said, you explained it better than I could, Alex. I mean, you see the global picture. The fact is, which one do you want me to talk about?
Anyone you want.
I'll talk about something that, in the middle of us talking about and me listing all the subversive organizations that I researched in Scorched Earth. Did you notice what happened? We lost the connection that my Skype dropped. Did you catch that one?
It's crazy. They admit Google's all game. The Internet's game. They admit they're blocking terms for searching on Hillary. They admit they're censoring patriot groups in Europe that criticize open borders. It's crazy.
You mentioned a key word there, Google. For weeks, I've been railing against the monopolies that have emerged in America under Obama, the dictator. Google, Facebook, Microsoft, of course, had been there before. Look at these companies. They're violating the antitrust statutes of the United States legal system. There is an antitrust division of the U.S. Justice Department that does not touch Mark Zuckerberg, does not touch the Google boys, does not touch Bill Gates. And there's a reason, because they all support the globalist New World Order agenda. They support it to the nth degree. And I've been screaming that when Trump becomes president, he must reactivate and use the Justice Department to break up these monopolies and give other people a chance to build a business. And I make a point of Teddy Roosevelt, who was a populist, as you well know, and his campaign slogan was, bust the trusts. The trusts in his day were Standard Oil, Rockefeller's Railroads and Oil Company that dominated railroads and dominated the oil business. They didn't give anyone a chance of emerging. If they did, they crushed them.
And it's the same globalist grandkids today that are running globalism.
Zuckerberg, $58 billion isn't enough for that pig. He needs to cut the wages of American workers and throw them out of the country and bring in Indians to work for one-third the wage. God bless India. God bless their intelligence. God bless India.
But we got to look out for us a little bit.
They belong in India. Let them rebuild their own economy and let them hire IT workers at a right salary. So, yeah, you want to talk about jobs. Why do you think, not you, I'm talking rhetorically.
Sure.
Why do you think Trump is surging amongst the blue-collar, disenfranchised white male? Why? Because they've been dumped upon. They've been stepped upon. The Eddies, whose grandfathers defeated Hitler, the Eddies whose fathers died in the jungles of Vietnam, are being crapped upon by these vermin, these cowardly vermin, these sick, deviant perverts. I can't stand it. I'll get worked up, and I don't want to. I'm trying not to, Alex. This is the first interview I've done.
Wow.
For this book.
Thank you.
And Alex, I got to tell you, you're on the front lines. You're going to be around a lot longer than I am in the media and probably on this planet. And you're doing the job that needs to be done. And all I can say is, as the time comes to an end right here, when I say that Obama and the left are practicing a scorched earth policy, there's a reason for it. When an army retreated in the past, they burnt everything to the ground. They burnt the crops. They killed the livestock. They burned the barns.
Scorched
they burned
earth.
The houses. Is that not what's going on here with this left when they see an ascendant right, an ascendant American?
That's right. They're blowing it all up.
They're burning our pathways to survival. They're burning our internet. They want to burn radio. They want to burn any access.
They're trying to start
a
race war. They're saying kill the cops. They're getting away with everything.
I keep saying Soros gave them $70 million to those street thugs. All we need now is Obama to turn them into his well-funded private army. He can deputize them and give them government arms as he did ISIS. And then you will have the young pioneers of the Soviet Union. You will have the Red Brigades. You will have the Red Brigades of Communist China frightening everybody in the society on a daily basis. Alex, we're that close to it all coming to that. Obama is not finished yet. He has several months left yet to burn it all down, Alex.
I agree. We've only got a minute left then. In your gut, you're a smart cookie, Dr. Savage. What do you expect them to pull?
Remember what George Bush did in the last few months of his regime? I was screaming and warning George Bush is a fiscal socialist. He's not through yet. Do you remember the housing crisis that followed? I expect that if it looks like Trump is going to win or grandma falls off the stage again for good and they replace her with Freddy from one of the nightmare movies, Kane, who can't win, I expect the worst. I expect them calling off the election. I expect martial law. I expect, if that is not possible, I expect a complete financial breakdown to create even further chaos. That's what I expect.
I concur with that. So every person, race, color, and creed that wants to live in a somewhat free country, now be involved, spread the word, expose these people. They're all over the news pushing the idea of suspending the election now because of Hillary. The book, Scorched Earth, in bookstores all over the country. Michael Savage, michaelsavage.com. Thank you so much for spending so much time with us today. We got about 45 seconds. Final point.
There is no final point. The nation is wrecked right now. It's going to be unredeemably destroyed unless the Republican candidate wins. And I keep saying Republican candidate now because if I say the word Trump, people turn off. There are so many anti-Trump fake conservatives out there that the minute you say Trump, they go into overdrive. So say the Republican candidate. That makes it a little easier for them to recognize that there is a choice right now.
They're really showing themselves as operatives, aren't they?
Oh! All the people who hate Alex Jones and Michael Savage, who are true blue conservatives, who are they? Who are they, Alex?
We don't even need to say their names because they've destroyed themselves. That's the good news. They're losing the war. They've revealed themselves. The fight's now out in the open. And Dr. Savage, my gut tells me we're going to win in the end. What do you think?
Well, with men like Glenn Beck rubbing his face in cornflakes, who is obviously a very... And you look at him putting his face in cornflakes. The man is obviously a very disturbed individual who was never on any solid ground. And I have said before, liberalism is a mental disorder.
You, sir, are absolutely...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on the $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Tracy Martin, the admitted longtime chef of the Clintons, who heard amazing stuff. You're going to get an exclusive right now. About to join us in about 2 minutes. Michael Savage, a best-selling author, researcher in the WikiLeaks, Hillary getting him blocked from traveling to the UK. They now admit to set a precedent to ban anybody they want from traveling. I mean, you talk about Nazi Germany, folks. That gets overused. This is the essence of authoritarianism. The Democrats have tried to get travel bans if the IRS opens an audit up where you can't travel outside the U.S. They now want to expand it to just flying, period. These are internal checkpoints. The book is Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama. Dr. Savage is our guest 20 days, ladies and gentlemen, to the election. Doctor, you got cut off by that hard break I had to take. Recapping for folks that just joined us, some thousands a second are tuning in. Clearly, they came out and said, we're federalizing elections. Oh, my God, the Russians and Trump want to steal it. Then Trump goes, I think you'll try to rig it. Democrats are famous for that. They've now been caught in New York already doing it in early voting. They respond going, you're insane. Election fraud doesn't exist. I mean, that's an exact quote of Obama. So I'm living in this crazy world where they're federalizing the elections first time ever, taking them over because of an unprecedented threat. When Trump says you might try to steal it, they go, you're insane. It doesn't exist. So Dr. Savage, you talked to him yesterday on air. What do you think's happening?
I said to Donald, here's what they're doing. They're setting it up as follows. For 3-4 months, they've been saying the Russians are hacking our elections. They're to protect our elections, which is sacred. We want to turn it over to DHS, to the genius who's given us one terrorist attack after another and has done nothing to stop it. He still has his job, right? So he wants to now make sure our elections are safe. Russians are hacking. Follow the bouncing ball.
No proof.
If Trump wins, which is highly likely, by the way, which we can talk about in a minute or two or another time, Trump wins, government declares, oh, we have evidence that the Russians hacked it. He's a friend of Putin. The election is null and void. We're going to recall another election in, 6 months? Until then, Mr. Obama has graciously agreed to continue his public service in the United States of America. Thank you very much. We're not taking any questions. Goodbye.
And we have Biden announcing they're going to launch a giant cyber attack on the Russians and saying if the Russians respond, they may respond militarily, which is a doctrine Hillary came out with 2 months ago. And suddenly NATO announced that's their new doctrine. She's literally calling the show.
All I wanted to say was I said it to Donald and he didn't take the bait. I'm glad he didn't. I said, don't even answer me because they'll crucify you if you agree with me. They're going to steal the election. I'll make it simple. In the fifth grade, I ran for class president in Queens, New York. I was a funny kid. I was a wild kid. I was out of control. I won the election by a landslide. The teacher stood up and said, this election doesn't count. I don't want Michael to be president. And she had another election, and I wasn't class president. So, hey, look, if it can be done in the fifth grade in the Bronx when I was a kid, why can't they do it to us now, right? We're just children.
I had a similar thing happen. When you really do things in this world, you start to learn how rigged they are. And it's just crazy to see them go, even though it's in the same newscast, the Russians are rigging the election. We're having to bring in the UN to oversee it. And then meanwhile, Trump's crazy. He says they're rigging the election, even as we catch election officials admitting the fraud. We do have a minute or two more if you've got it. Elaborate on what you're saying. I agree. The internal polls I know from Trump, but also other big groups are doing internal polls. 5, 10, 15 points ahead in most battleground states. He's going to win in a landslide. They're only creating the perception he's way behind, so we buy it right now. Do you concur with that? A. B. What happens when he gets in?
100% right. You and I think the same way. I said to Donald yesterday on my radio show, I said, Donald, I said, what they're doing is they're not trying to get Hillary people to vote for Hillary. They've got all the people they could ever get. I said, what they're trying to do is discourage Trump voters from voting by thinking that it's over already. They're trying to make them think that he lost, that she won, so they're going to throw their hands up and not vote for him. I said, this whole election hinges upon one thing right now, voter turnout. The black people are not turning out for Hillary. They don't like her. The Hispanic people are really not that excited about Hillary.
She has no crowds.
And it's the Hispanic men have always liked Trump, as I said 6 months ago, for a number of reasons. One, most of them coming to work very hard to become an American. They have the wives and the children. They want a house with a picket fence. And they look at Donald Trump as a man they'd like to be like, not a man they hate. They look at her and they say, ugh, whatever. So it's all voter turnout. He's got to make sure that people think he can still win, which he can. And then if all of us who are supporting him come out, I think he will win. It's that simple.
That's right. You can't steal landslides. I've interviewed experts who are Democrats, Republicans, Diebold engineers from the highest levels. They agree. You cannot steal a landslide because it is cobbled together how the systems work. And the battleground states are key. We'll be obviously listening to the Savage Nation with Michael Savage. That comes on in just a few hours, and we'll obviously be following. We have full election coverage tomorrow night, live with the debates, Infowars.com/show, MichaelSavage.com, the new book, Scorched Earth. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always the best, Alex. Watch your back.
You too, absolutely. And again, a lot of people on talk radio can't believe that I have other talk show hosts on, or he's had me on his show and has some of our reporters on. We just want to save the country, folks. Michael Savage has had hundreds of best-selling books. I think it's over 100. 3 or 4 number one. He doesn't need the money. His family, he's very successful in business. I don't need the money. I don't want to do this. I don't want to take on mass murderer Hillary Clinton. But I've got to, or there's no damn future. And I see these other arrogant talk show hosts that they just love attacking other hosts. They love trying to be number one, having these pissing contests. I don't want to lose my Second Amendment. I don't want to lose what little private property rights we have and religious rights. And I don't want to live in a country overrun by a bunch of people wearing hoods over their heads that keep women as slaves. And it's for me, it's total ideology. And there's only one other host nationally that gets it, and that's Michael Savage. And that's what's so refreshing about it, and that's why we've got to fight. You've got Drudge Report over there as well telling the truth. Breitbart doing it. And they're saying, oh, the media, the right-wing media is getting more radical. No, we're getting more awake, okay? We're facing a world government takeover by private corporate megabanks. It's in all the WikiLeaks. They say their philosophy's making us poor to control us. That's called slavery, people. I'm anti-slavery, and I'm angry. And we're in a crisis. And I just look at these criminals on TV laughing at us. All the people that wrote Obamacare, they go on TV and laugh at us, and they go on C-SPAN and Charlie Rose and CNN and laugh at us. It's like, man, it's time you get your teeth knocked out. I mean, I'm not a violent person, but politically, I mean, that is a metaphor. I want to take a baseball bat to their teeth. These people are bullies that have never been checked. That's exactly what Savage said. Now, our next guest is giving us this exclusive today. There's only been one other short interview, but this is an official interview with Tracy Martin on record, who was the travel chef for the Clintons. They were traveling at the time, so one of their main chefs on record, senior partner at Burns Martin and Associates, a culinary staffing and events management firm. And people will pay for a lot coming out and doing this. There's a lot of courage. People die for this. Their other chef got killed just last year. He was executive sous chef for the catering at the Kennedy Center, performing arts and travel chef in the Clinton White House. He worked in private services for Mrs. Robert Kennedy and other members of the family. So by going public here, folks, he's flushing all this, but he wants you to know the truth. There's a lot. This is a hero. He co-owned the staffing agency Wolf Martin and Associates and owned and operated a movable feast catering company in Chattanooga. And after all this, folks, you need to hire his company because he's not going to get any business from the Blue Bloods. He studied culinary arts in Europe at Le Cordon Bleu. I'm not going to go through it all. He's a top chef, obviously. And he has put on parties and worked for Margaret Thatcher, Helmut Kohl, President George H.W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, the Chinese president. It goes on and on. I'm a Boris Yeltsin, you name it. So he's one of the top chefs in the world. He joins us. And I'm going to talk about why he's having to do this. This is amazing because, again, it's one thing if you're an independent talk show host, tell the truth and get the threats and stuff. But, man, when your job is, you know, feeding the elite and the rest of it, it's amazing. So, Tracy Martin, we appreciate your courage. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you.
Where does it start? I mean, what takes you to this point of having to do this, sir?
I feel like it's my moral obligation as a concerned citizen, as a taxpayer. Having seen what went on with their administration, how this woman has sat on every side of the issue and still can sit there and tell us, you know, what she wants us to believe. And it just came to a point where I was courted by Tom Barley for quite some time to come forward, and I hadn't, but Tom Barley sort of broke the story open on his show, and it just sort of went from there.
Wow. Well, again, being one of their executive chefs worldwide and to other world leaders for many, many years, and, you know, obviously, I mean, close to them specifically, why are you going public? What did you witness Hillary Clinton do? I had former Secret Service agent Burns on yesterday who said that he saw and heard disparaging marks towards Hispanics by her, but he wanted to say she was mean and nasty to everyone, including hitting Secret Service agents in the back of the head with Bibles and things. Describe what you witnessed, sir.
Well, first of all, with Mrs. Clinton, if, you know, I got what I used to say when I could talk, when I couldn't talk, is that, you know, no matter where we went, she'd come in, she'd be grateful, say thanks, thank you to the back of the house, people in the kitchen, et cetera. But that was always if there was press around. She's a completely different person when the camera's not on her. And I ran into an incident. I was at the Elizabeth Taylor Medical Center in Washington, D.C., and we were doing a tea with Mrs. Chirac, the former French president's wife. And it was just Mrs. Clinton, Mrs. Chirac, and myself in the same room. And one of the people brought in something, and it did not please her, and she used the N-word very openly to me. And I think that's a general pattern. When they talk like that, it's not like they say it just, you know, out of the clear blue.
Again, former top chef to the Clintons, Mr. Martin, can you walk through specifically what was happening in the conversation, what was said?
Well, what had happened with the conversation is I was just, like I said, Mrs. Chirac, Mrs. Clinton, and myself in there. I was just serving them tea. As a travel chef, I did not do stuff in the White House. I did stuff outside of the White House. We went places.
You were the travel chef. Continue.
So she brought, we had somebody bring in something. I think it was like some cheese sandwiches or whatever, and it wasn't exactly what she wanted. So she tells me to tell that N-word to please, you know, leave and get what she wants. I mean, that's very common. I mean, just the demeanor and she would write things down like that to, you know, she had so many handlers. And when I worked for them in Washington, I used to think to myself, you know, because the parties aside, I thought, you know, this is great. I'm a kid that grew up on a small farm in Chautauqua County. And here I am working for the free leader of the world. So you sort of you don't look at this other small stuff. And then one day you realize, you know, they're really terrible people.
Wow. So just to be clear, Tracy Martin,
she's going to do us any better. I mean, she tells us one thing, she does something totally opposite. And now with all the WikiLeaks information coming out, everything that I've said for the last few years is all proven. Just like Donald Trump has said, it's all coming out.
So you've last few years talked to folks about this, but now you're starting to go on air because it's being backed up by the WikiLeaks. Now, again, the executive chef, when they were worldwide travel, Tracy Martin joins us. He's on record doing these events for years and other presidents. If you just tuned in, please elaborate, or did I hear you wrong? Did you say that she even did handwritten letters sometimes saying N-word this, N-word that? I mean, did I hear you say?
Yes, that is definitely correct.
Please elaborate, sir.
Well, you know, if a lot of times because they have so many handlers and everything, they just scratch things down on paper just because you need to be quiet. There's a lot of people around. Just take care of this.
No, that's what lawyers do. She's a lawyer. So she's writing notes, handing them to you. What'd she write?
Like she, I mean, without, you know, like tell that, I mean, N-word that, you know, that I don't need them or to go out or, you know, whatever, or that, you know, she could say that bitch over there or whatever. I mean, when you'd want to say, is that you?
Well, that's what I've talked to Secret Service and others. They say she goes out of her way to attack everyone. And if it's Hispanic, it'll be a Hispanic prerogative, you know, a slang term. Disparaging term. If it's black person, white person, they'll do it. If it's a woman, it's a bitch. If it's a man, it's a... what other type of things does she write or say to you over the years?
Well, I think in general, it's just her condescending attitude. Because the Clintons, no matter what, they are a machine. They made no... They're not a couple. When he was running for office, he said, we are in a partnership. All it is a money machine. It has been that way since day one, and it's still that way 30 years later.
Well, I've talked to Secret Service agents on and off the record, and they say it's like she doesn't have a real personality. There's either this fake one that's very charming or this crazy, hateful one. But I talked to other military people, and I brought up the Secret Service and said, how do you know that? And they didn't want me to even go there because it sounds so nuts. They think they'll be discrediting, but I'll just say it. They say Hillary almost like switches off. She'll go, I'm going to rush now, and just go, psh.
It was almost like, you know, don't forget you're working for the Clintons. That type of an attitude. No matter what, no matter where, it was always about the Clintons. And like I said in Tom Barley's interview, you know, they just for an example, they bought that house when they left the government in Chappaqua. They have a Secret Service booth. They are billing the U.S. government rent for that Secret Service booth, which in turn is paying for their mortgage. The same thing with her large home in Washington, D.C. We, as a government, are paying for their mortgages.
Now, specifically,
the Clinton Initiative, which is the Clinton Global Initiative, which is just a money machine for them.
Tracy Martin, executive chef, when they traveled for many years, were there ever... any other cases where she verbally said, go tell that N-word to do this or that? Because you were saying many times she would write it. Was it many times writing it and just once verbally? Or were there ever any other racial slurs you heard her say?
No, I think verbally. I mean, like with Hispanics, with anybody. I mean, it's just, they are so, that sense of self-entitlement and so far above everybody else.
So that's what the Secret Service said. And they said it almost wasn't even like it was a race. It was just this arrogance to attack everyone, and I'm better than everybody, and use whatever pejorative there is. That's what I've been getting. So
absolutely, 100%. It's they are above everybody, and they have that so ingrained in themselves that they really believe that.
Wow. What did she say about Hispanics?
Well, you know, I just think it's not just necessarily Hispanics or African Americans, American Indians. It could be anybody.
No, I understand. She attacked everybody by whatever their bad handle was, but what did she say about Hispanics?
Well, to me directly, I have not heard her, but I've heard people that have heard her say, you know, about Hispanics, about the way they, you know, their funny accents and the way they talk, or can't they get this right, or whatever. I mean, everything is at their convenience.
So this is an elitism, that's those dumbass, Hispanics. Just, yeah. It was more just of an elitism, like they weren't competent, is what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. Nobody was competent. I don't care if you're African-American, if you're Muslim.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on with $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. privatepowergrid.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
The next hour, we have other guests joining us. Obviously, this is a big news-making interview. Paul Watson has an interview up on Infowars.com breaking down Tracy Martin, the fact that he did work for the Clintons as their travel chef. and has networked for other world leaders, has a lot of courage to do this and to come out. But this is what everyone tells me. You don't look her in the eyes. She screams and yells. She doesn't give tips. She treats people terribly. When she sees a person in a wheelchair, she says, get that GD cripple away from me. When people bring dogs in to search her room, you know, she just always screams at the military. I mean, she goes out of her way to be a demon. But if the cameras are around, she's totally loving. But the minute the camera turns off, it's like she's got to balance it out by being nasty. It's like she's got multiple personalities, Tracy Martin.
Absolutely.
Well, you got the floor. I mean, you were getting cut off by the break. You were just getting into the fact, basically mirroring what Mr. Burns, the Secret Service agent, said yesterday, was just that she just hated everybody but did use the racial pejoratives.
I think the Clintons, she especially, has a sense of self-entitlement. She is above and beyond. I mean, her true belief, I think, is she's above and beyond everyone. She has no, I mean, she takes no solace in who she talks about, who she talks to. I mean, I've seen Secret Service trying to protect her and the way she downgrades her conversations to them. I mean, to people, of anybody.
You mean she talks to them like they're...
Discover her for everything.
She talks to them like they're children, is what you're saying?
Pardon me?
When you say downgrades conversation, what do you mean?
Well, like she downgrades them. I mean, because...
she puts them down. Give us an example. I know you're wanting to be polite here, but you're a guy that puts on, you know, world famous dinners and you're all about decor, but decorum, I mean, just give us an example.
Well, I think, well, like with Secret Service, I mean, you know, she just, like, I demand the demanding attitude. You know, we're all supposed to be subservient to them. They're the only people that count. Ever. Even if we were in a, like, for example, this event with Mrs. Chirac, I mean, it was like we'd have to wait for Mrs. Clinton because, you know, God forbid if she was to wait for anybody else.
You know, Obama's done evil stuff. Obama's done evil stuff.
It was that way. And I was involved. My end of my term with them was when the whole Monica thing broke loose. And, I mean, just to see how they would, I mean, they would show up in church every Sunday, high and mighty, and here we go, because that's the way it was. I mean, they cannot do wrong. They believe they do no wrong anywhere.
Well, I was about to say, I'm not defending Obama for his record, but Secret Service people say he's real nice in person comparatively. And that's like a few weeks ago in Tel Aviv, he's like, for 20 minutes, Bill's making him wait. He finally goes, Bill, get on the plane. And it's like they're so entitled to what I've heard, they just think they're God, basically.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And no matter what, I mean, we were doing an event out at Hickory Hill at Mrs. Robert Kennedy's. This is after I was done with the Clintons. And we were doing, I believe it was an Easter brunch. And you know, there again, you're waiting for them. You know, and it's, you know, when you're at that position in the world, you can pretty much get away with whatever you want.
But they enjoy it. They do it on purpose, is what I'm told. So we're getting a clear picture of their psychology, and I'm going to get a top psychiatrist to listen to this and analyze with other interviews. We're going to break. We've got 5 more minutes with you, sir. I'd like to have you back up soon, and we appreciate your courage. It's amazing. But let me ask you this question. Did Hillary Clinton ever have a foul odor? Because a lot of people we talk to say she stunk a lot.
Not to me. I tried not to get that close. I just dealt with what I had to do my job.
Did you ever hear anyone else say she had a foul odor?
I have heard people say, you know, about her.
Well, stay right there. We're going to come right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor.